Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's ask our guest and see what he thinks about that. Joining us on the wayforward.com hotline from The Athletic is Jeff Schultz joining us. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. I don't know if you thought about what Greg mentioned about Urban Meyer right now is thinking that,
just his presence in the NFL. That's overall.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I mean, obviously, clearly it's not really working for him. I don't see the Jaguars play all the time, so it's hard for me to comment on their player development or whatever. But I just didn't really see Urban, and frankly, a lot of college coaches who are used to churning through young players working in the NFL. I think a lot of coaches can't make that transition. I never thought he could. I never thought he'd have the patience. I thought the losing would grind him down. Because we saw what one or two losses would do to him in college. And I know people who actually were asked to work for him and with the Jaguars, and the response was no, not because they didn't like Urban personally, but because they just thought it could be a mess down there. And I think that's kind of what we've seen. I don't know. I don't know what I know. There's all these rumors he's going back to college. I don't. Who knows with Urban? He could do anything.
And that's what I was going to ask you next, Jeff. And with considering these the sweepstakes tickets that these coaches are with these big salaries they're getting this week, and
sure,
the openings in some places that would love to make a splash. I mean, who goes for these jobs now? Mullen was supposed to be the guy for Florida, and we paying them $12 million to go away. Who would the guy be in LSU? Southern Cal. I mean, who takes these jobs, man?
You know, it's tough because as a college administrator, you're trying to find you have a very, very small number of proven head coaches, right? And almost very few to zero of those are going to leave their job to take your job. So you're trying to find either an ex-head coach who might kind of find that spark again, or you're trying to guess on a hot coordinator. And, you know, as they say in basketball, the view's a lot different when you're one seat over, you know, from the assistant to the head coach. And we've certainly seen a ton of great coordinators in football, offensive and defensive, who have struggled with that position and with the head coaching position. And then we've seen guys who, frankly, look, I mean, for the Falcons, Mike Smith, nobody had heard of Mike Smith outside of NFL circles, and he had a really nice run, right? And then there have been other coaches who you thought, wow, they're going to be great, and they were just bad, either because they couldn't make the transition to a head coach and being that big picture guy dealing with the media all the time, or it turns out they are what they are. They're a great coordinator. But you know, in terms of dealing with personalities and all the stuff you have to deal with, it's hard. And, you know, the biggest problem in college is, and you pointed out, you know, Dan Mullen. I mean, he was just given this ridiculous extension 6 months ago. So now you're basically putting either your athletic department or, in this case, more likely boosters to rescue you to buy out the contract. And, I mean, I don't want to go on too long of a rant on this. We can talk about other things, but college athletics have been a mess for a long time at the economic and the administrative level for reasons just like this, right? I mean, athletes weren't getting anything. Coaches were either being overpaid or given ridiculous contracts or ridiculous buyouts, fired, you know, within a year or two after being given extensions, and And so I don't know what the answer is, how you fix it, but there's some really bad decisions, obviously, that have been made at that level.
Jeff Schultz joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, well, let's switch some gears here. And let me ask you, now that the dust is settled, what's the story that you write or you tell on the Braves season and what happened during this playoff run and the World Series win?
Wow. You know, I was talking to somebody else about this the other day. I don't know that we're ever going to see another thing like it. I mean, it was such a unique year in Atlanta, not just obviously because they won a championship, and that's rare in these parts, but because of the way it happened, right? I mean, at the start of the year, everybody would have expected the Braves would be a World Series team, potentially, and then all that stuff happened, and there's no way. And at the trade deadline, Alex Anthopoulos, he'll admit to you, he made some moves that were basically meant to try to win a very winnable division, because the Nationals and the Mets and the Phillies weren't doing anything. He never had any expectations that this was going to turn into what it turned into. Every player that he got at the deadline far exceeded, in fact, what he had done for their previous teams. And it's just, that's the magic of sports, that weird things happen. And, you know, it is a very good clubhouse. I think if there's one lesson to be learned or affirmed, it's how important clubhouse chemistry and momentum and all that stuff is. Because the Braves were the classic example of the team greater than their parts. And you brought some guys in from the outside who were on teams that were losing. They were brought into a clubhouse that, you know, is a very good clubhouse. And they won a few games. And because this isn't talked about enough, because the division race was there for the taking, they had something extremely tangible and reachable to play for. And suddenly they got a little hot. They won 4, 5, 6 in a row, whatever it was. And now they're ahead in the division. Now they're gaining more confidence. And at that point, it was just sort of a train, you know, that picks up speed. If those trades were made and the Braves were, you know, however many games, 8 games back or something, at the deadline, and the Braves were grinding and grinding and grinding to try to make the division, win the division. I don't know if we would have seen this, but I just think it was this perfect storm of things. And obviously they got some great clutch hitting and some great bullpen, amazing bullpen work, and some good starting pitching. I'll say this, it was unique. But I also think in sports, and maybe even baseball in particular, you're going to see more and more things like this, because I think you're going to see more and more short-term contracts and deals. And, you know, obviously anytime something happens like that, you know, every other team tries to copy it. And we'll see how it plays out. And just could segue for your next thing. We'll see if there's even a baseball season in 2022. The Braves might be celebrating this for a while.
Folks, we're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Jeff Schultz. He is social. You can find him on Twitter at Jeff Schultz ATL, at Jeff Schultz ATL. That said, everyone I talk to from out of town, in town, we're having a GoFundMe to have enough money for Freddie Freeman. Where's that standing, Jeff? And when do you think we're going to get something final?
First of all, the Braves are owned by Liberty Media. They don't need a GoFundMe, okay?
Yeah, really.
Having the money isn't the problem. The decision to spend the money is the issue. I think the Braves, and if you know, I've mostly put it on Liberty Media. I don't know how much of this falls in Alex Anthopoulos' lap. But the Braves, I think, made a really poor decision not to get this thing done before the season. We all thought, and when I say we, I said most of us in the media and people around the team thought they're going to get it done in the winter. They didn't. Then we thought, you know what they're going to do? They're waiting. They're going to do it right. I really thought they'd announce it like right before spring training, because that's, you see things like that in sports life. They didn't do that. And then I thought, you know what? They're going to get it done. They're going to announce it right before the season, because it's a great jump start to the season. They didn't do that. And once they didn't get it done through the season, it's like, you know what? We got a problem here, because now, even if the player intends to re-sign with the team, which I think has been Freddie Freeman's intent, now you have all these external pressures of looking at free agency. The player's starting to wonder, wait, why didn't they sign me yet, right? You have the agent and you have the Players Association saying, even if you resign, you have to take it to free agency. You have to get the highest possible deal because there's a ripple effect on every other player in the union. And your contract sets the bar for other first basemen or other, you know, multi all-stars or other franchise icons. And so once it got into the season, I really believed it was no more than 50-50 that he was going to be re-signed, even if he kept saying all the right things and the team kept saying all the right things. I've said 50-50 all along. I'm going to stick to 50-50. I understand that the two sides have a great relationship. I understand both sides want to get the deal done. That's always a big part of it. But I also understand that, just to play hypothetical numbers, if the Braves offer like a 5-year deal with a 6-year option for, let's just say, $30 million a year, and another team out there offers 7 years guaranteed or 6 plus an option, if there's basically an extra year and $30 million on the table, Freeman can't say no to that. Yeah. I mean, for any of a number of reasons. Now, he might, he could, but as a general rule, you don't see that. So part of me still thinks the deal is going to get done. But I don't know. It only takes, and I thought Ken Rosenthal really hit it on the head when he wrote something for us in The Athletic the other day. It only takes one team. Because the way a lot of teams look at it, and honestly the way the Braves should look at it, is, look, okay, a 7-year contract for a player Freddie Freeman's age, okay, boy, that's way too much for a guy his age. We totally get it. He's going to be too old by the end of the contract. The way I think it should always be looked at, particularly when you're owned by a multi-billion-dollar corporation, is, look, okay, he's going to be really old in years 6 and 7, but the focus should be on what is he doing in years 1 through 5. Yeah. Because if he's giving you something, as you project, he's giving you something in years 1 through 5 that you really need to potentially win another championship or two, that's what you should be focused on. You deal with years 6 and 7 down the road. That's not that big a deal. I understand it's easy for me to say because I'm not the one controlling the books, but this should be about winning championships right now and during this period when Freddie Freeman is on the team.
Yeah.
Because if you let him go, guys, I'm not saying you can't come back from that, but it's a huge, huge blow. It's a huge blow on the team, on the roster. It's a huge blow, obviously, in the clubhouse. I think it's a huge blow with the fan base. And the pressure, to me, is squarely on the Braves right now. It's not on Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, to get it done. Jeff, we had to wrap up with you. But quickly, the Athletic is having a Black Friday sale. Tell people how they can
get it. We are. I keep getting marked down.
Welcome to our report.
We are. If you go to any link on The Athletic, you can go in any one of my stories. Or I think you can go to theathletic.com/Black Friday. I'm not sure. You can subscribe now for $1 a month for 12 months. So basically it's 12 bucks for the first year, which is ridiculous. And you don't, by the way, this is great because you don't have to get up at 3 a.m. to go drive to Target to save 79 cents on Play-Doh. You can do this. You can do this right now while you're sitting on your couch having coffee or whatever it is you want to drink right now.
Yeah.
and go. So, but it's a great reading experience. You don't just get me. By the way, you get like 500 sports writers across the U.S., Canada, England. I think we have people in Spain. You could set up your feed for any writers you like, any teams you like.
Yeah.
When the Braves or the Falcons or the Hawks play another team, you could go into that city site and read about the Sixers or the Wizards or the Jaguars or whatever. And so that's what's kind of cool. It's kind of like in 50 sports sections delivered to you every day.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Jeff, always great catching up with you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jeff.
To you and the family, man.
You too. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Bye-bye. All right. That is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.